Another one just hit the building.
On Thursday's front page, what air traffic controllers heard and said on the morning of 9/11. We'll look at why history suggests the odds of a double-dip recession are close to 50-50. And there are four PS1s here in New York. We'll look at why the numbers on school buildings don't add up. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now.
The whole building just came apart.
Oh, holy smokes.
Air traffic controllers on the morning of September 11th. Our top story says that moment is part of a newly published chronicle of the aviation response to the hijackings. It was prepared by investigators for the 9/11 Commission, but was never completed or released. It provides a 360-degree view of the events that unfolded in the skies over the Northeast as two planes slammed into the World Trade Center, a third hit the Pentagon, and a fourth went down in Pennsylvania. Also on Thursday's front page, a news analysis by Washington Bureau Chief David Leonhard. He says history suggests the odds of a double-dip recession are close to 50-50. Since 1960, whenever job growth was as weak as it's been lately, the economy was heading toward a recession or coming out of one. That would be bad news for President Obama. He's scheduled to outline a new jobs plan in a speech before Congress on Thursday. A weak economy could also threaten incumbents in Congress. Their approval rating has been hovering around 15%. Texas Governor Rick Perry and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney squared off at the GOP debate. Here's Perry attacking Romney's record of creating jobs in Massachusetts and Romney replying.
Michael Dukakis created jobs three times faster than you did, Mitt.
Well, as a matter of fact, George Bush and his predecessor created jobs at a faster rate than you did, Governor.
That's not correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
Romney said Perry, who spent much of his life in government, had benefited from running a state with no income tax, a Republican state legislature, and huge oil and gas reserves. But with all eight Republican candidates together for the first time, the debate served as an opening argument against the president's speech to Congress. A stent to prevent strokes failed in a study. The device was supposed to prop open blocked arteries in the brain. The study had to be halted because people who got the stent had more strokes than a control group. That's raising questions about the FDA's approval process. It approved the stent on the basis of an exception that's allowed for devices that are supposed to benefit fewer than 4,000 patients. In Libya, government functionaries who used to work for Colonel Muammar al-Qaddafi now work for the rebels. They've had no trouble making the switch. Many say that's a sign of how cynical Libyans used to be. That may also explain why there was no bloodbath after the rebels came to power. People put aside their grievances against the Qaddafi government because, one way or another, everyone had been a part of it. The ancient mathematician Euclid proved there's uniqueness in numbers, but there's no such thing in the New York school system. New York has four PS1s, four PS8s, and three PS75s. The city's five boroughs used to have separate school systems. That accounts for some of the duplicates. Now school numbers are allocated by a computer system that's programmed to avoid repeats. Inside Thursday's Times, a plane crash wiped out an elite Russian hockey team. The plane crashed as it was taking off near Yaroslavl, killing all but two of the 45 people on board. Among the dead was the coach, Brad McCrimmon, who played 18 seasons in the National Hockey League. In Egypt, the judge at the trial of former President Hosni Mubarak wants to hear from two top officers in the military council that's now running the country. That fueled the uncertainty in Cairo. It could mean Mubarak's allies have agreed to a backroom deal. In India, an explosion ripped through a courthouse in New Delhi, killing at least 10 people and wounding more than 60. Times reporter Jim Yardley tells us the attack renewed the concern about India's vulnerability.
What's alarming about this is that this very same courthouse had a minor attack in May. No one was injured, but there were these promises that things would be done to install surveillance cameras. That wasn't done. There were promises to improve security
If they did that, it didn't work in this case. The fact that this larger explosion can occur in exactly the same place less than 4 months later infuriated many people.
Security is one area which no one can handle in Delhi at the moment.
As an executive behind the Jerry Springer Show, Bob Turner put sex scandals on television. Then his own congressman was brought down by one. That was New York Democrat Anthony Weiner. Now Turner is running as a Republican to replace Weiner. It's turning out to be a surprisingly tight race. Turner likes stunts. He says they draw attention to the campaign and make the mundane newsworthy. The election is 5 days away. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.